Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Pete Bursich to analyze some Mitch Trubisky film. What do you think this change at quarterback does to this game overall?
Well, I think it gives the Bears just a few more options with what they can do with the quarterback. Glennon, not very strong-armed, a pocket passer. I think with Trubisky, they can get him on the edge. He has a very, very strong arm, much more athletic, which we'll see on tape here. And he's able to make some strong arm throws on the run, which is pretty impressive. Yeah, again, preseason, though.
This is from the preseason. Like Peter said, this first Trubisky throw, you're going to see some talent.
You are. And one of the things that sticks out, I think, with this kid and when you're watching these games is he's not making the easy throw. One of the other things you'll see, they reduce the formation a lot. You'll see stacked wide receivers here on the bottom, stacked wide receivers on top. So they're trying to reduce the formation to spread you out down the field. So, again, down a distance, third and about 20. So this is a long, long way.
So that's down. The easy guy?
The easy guy is the underneath route right here. He might catch this ball. You have three or four Broncos here to catch up and make the tackle and make them punt. This is the hard route, is the dig. You have a go route by the tight end to clear this area out, and he's going to fit himself in between the two underneath droppers. Mm-hmm. Takes a strong arm. I mean, that's a good 20, 30-yard throw. And he takes the hit, though, too, Paul, while he's throwing it. So
Very nice.
Not afraid to sit in there. Boom. Delivers that ball right where it needs to be in between the three or four Bronco defenders. So a gutsy throw, if anything. He's able to sit in the pocket, hold in there, wait till he gets hit, and then deliver that strike down the field.
Yep.
Again, you see the reduced formation.
What is reduced formation?
By reduced formation, you have all 11 offensive players from the Bears inside the numbers by far, and they're almost inside the hash mark. So you have all these offensive players packed in. They pack in the defense, but what that leaves open are these lanes here on the outside, which is eventually what they're going to get to. Play fake, the tight end, easy tight end in the flat. You take a look. Once he rolls out, he sees this is, again, the easy throw.
Yeah.
Second down, you make this throw, turns into third down in about five. What you don't notice is they've got another deep guy right behind him and another deep guy at this level. So they're putting three levels out here to stress the outside. And Trubisky is very, very comfortable throwing on the run, as you can see. Off that leg, 20, 30, 25 yards downfield, boom, to the wide receiver on
Which
the outside.
Which is something Mike Glennon absolutely would not do, on the run.
No, Glennon does not have the arm strength to do something like this. So this is the part that gets you. So you know the Bears, what they're going to do early in the game is try to get that running game going.
Yep.
Try to get that running game going. And that way they can go into the play action part. Whole entire Bears offense is right almost between the hash marks.
Eight in the box.
They're getting everybody all piled in together. They do have a free open crosser, but here it is, a safety coming untouched. Trubisky has the ability to step up.
Nice.
Strong enough to stay in the pocket, and now he scrambles. This is make it up as you go territory here, but he sees the receiver coming open. Would have been a first down, but the guy's got to catch. Guy's got to catch the ball. If that was a spear, he'd be obviously dead.
Right.
But a great throw by Trubisky, able to stay alive. So you have an athletic safety. That's not a D lineman or a linebacker he's faking out. That's a safety. Arm strength. Play action fake. You've got tight end blocking. You've got a bunch of guys staying in. And then you have on the outside what they call the old switch route, where this guy will kind of come up the seam and then run this guy to get him one-on-one in the deep corner. And even when he throws his football, there's not much space right there, but he puts this thing in stride.
Very nice.
Right on the money. So a great throw. The other thing to point out here is we all know about Jordan Howard.
Yep.
Very, very good running back. This guy right here, though, is rookie running back Tariq Cohen from North Carolina A&T. A very, very speedy and athletic running back, as you can see. Here against the Falcons, you've got to be very careful with how you pursue. So if you look at right about here, they've got them all pinned up. They've got one free rusher here, one free guy right here.
Yep.
But he still has
your
the ability.
Your guy Josh sitting over here.
He's just making lanes. Look at that. Just putting his arm on his back. Look at just patting him on the back, helping him out. And then all of a sudden,
he missed.
He goes the other way, and he goes.
Oh my God, I love that. He's chilling now.
He's covering a lot of ground. This is why these guys don't get tired. Look at him.
Look, he's just chilling.
He's just chilling. But we're not watching what's going on back here. When you've got two guys missing.
Oh, my man, right here. Oh, Glennon.
Look at Glennon up here trying to get a block.
Oh, jeez.
But this is the part right here. When he makes this cut right there, puts that foot in the ground, and he has that speed.
And that's stuff that Amir Abdullah got us with last game.
You're exactly right. Amir Abdullah was a very, very patient runner. Yeah, let things kind of develop in front of him. So when you see a guy who can plant his foot and cut like this and then get north and south, that's some straight line speed.
I mean, it's a little, if you are this corner You don't act like that when Mike Glennon's coming at you. Seriously,
no,
look.
I mean, this is part of being on good defense. This is like punt coverage right here. This corner has to know that he has to get outside and make this guy cut back into pursuit.
Yeah.
There is nobody out here. There are 10 other defenders on this side of the field, so don't let this guy go outside. Step up on the quarterback, obviously,
yep.
Force the issue, and then make pursuit come back and take care of it.
And you got Trubisky right here saying, wait till game five, it's my money.
Exactly right. But you got to hustle. All these defenders, not all of them are hustling. They just barely get them from behind.
Whoa.
Right about there. As we know, it's always tough to go in Chicago. We've had issues there. You're going to see a revamped crowd, number one.
Okay.
Monday Night Football.
Okay.
A guy, a quarterback that they wanted since Glennon attempted his first pass attempt in the preseason.
Who they didn't want, by the way, when they traded up to get him.
No, they wanted
everybody. Bears fans hated it.
Exactly. So now the guy that they wanted to fire the GM and the head coach and everybody for is going to be the quarterback. They're going to be fired up. The Bears are going to want to run the ball early and then get Trubisky to be play faking, rolling out, doing all those things later on in the game. And it's up to the Vikings to get him off of his game plan. He's still a rookie quarterback.
What about this take? Rookie quarterback debuting nationally televised game against Zimmer's defense.
Yeah, I agree. And that's kind of, I think you look at the box score after the game, you've got to keep Trubisky at 25 attempts, 30 attempts or less. You can't let him go out there and throw the ball 40 times if you're the Bears, because I just don't think he has the mental capacity and development as a rookie quarterback to throw that many times against this defense.